So, do you have an answer to that question? Okay, no worries, I have some answers. And so we'll start with the wrong answers, of course. Because cotton is cool, because of the hype, because we love to hate JavaScript. No. Because JavaScript was designed in just 7 days, while Kotlin was designed in 6 years. It's not completely false, but I don't think it's super accurate, because JavaScript kept evolving, and Kotlin as well. And JavaScript is still older than Kotlin. Anyway, so what can we do on the web with Kotlin? I think it's important to answer that question first, because, well, it's Kotlin JS, so it still has some JS inside. So can we do as much as we can do with JS? And so I want to show you a demo of that website, and hopefully the switch of the tabs will happen smoothly. Give me a second. Oh, crap. Forgot to add internet. How in 2023 people still forget to connect to internet. Give me all right. 10-20 seconds to go. Okay, so this website has been done with Kotlin.js, so it's a place where you can play with data to view. That's the name of our company. And so it's about the data visualization. Some of you maybe know D3.js. Who knows D3.js? Okay, so basically Data2Viz, there's an open source repository named Data2Viz, same of the company. This is D3.js, but for Kotlin, and it doesn't compile just for JavaScript, but also for other platforms that Kotlin supports. You will see which platforms Kotlin supports. And so you can do this kind of thing that look like those. So this, I wanted to show you a few examples, dynamic example, because this was just a web page, and just a web page is not very interesting nowadays.